Start your prayers this afternoon. When Jesus preached or taught one of the greatest messages of all time, it wasn't very long. If you read through the Sermon on the Mount, and I'm not even putting this up to what Jesus taught, my point is that for us to get something, sometimes it comes in small packages. I'd like to read over in the 26th chapter of Matthew, beginning with verse 17, the message the Lord has been talking to me about is entitled, Such a Man. And God, would there be such a man or such a woman today? 26th chapter of Matthew, we'll begin reading with verse 17. Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The master saith, My time is at hand, I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. When we read this passage of Scripture, typically, our minds, at least my mind, would tend to go to the Passover and what it represented. Think about what happened in Egypt when the death angel passed over. Our minds go to the Passover, what Jesus endured in the Garden of Gethsemane. Think about the prayer that Jesus prayed, and we think about the death at Golgotha. We think about the resurrection. We start getting in the latter part of the Gospels. We start reading about this time period. That's where our mind goes. And Jesus was getting ready to partake of the Passover feast. But his disciples inquired and they said, Where are we going to have the Passover supper? Where are we going to have the Passover feast? And Jesus gave them instruction as to what to do. And he said, Go into the city to such a man. And to that man tell them, The master says, My time is at hand, and I will keep the Passover at thy house. Now, in Mark, I'd like to read the account that's given in Mark of this same story or incident. 14th chapter of Mark, beginning with verse 12. The first days of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, Where wilt thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover? And he sent forth two of his disciples and said unto them. And this was his instruction. They had a need. Now keep in mind here, Jesus had a need. He needed a place to go. He needed a place to partake of the Passover, but he also needed a place to rest. And he said, Go into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the goodman of the house, The master saith, Where is the guest chamber? Where shall I eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a larger upper room, furnished and prepared, and there make ready for us. Such a man. This man's name was not mentioned. We don't know who he was. Most likely, he was a follower of Christ. The historians and commentators indicate that most likely, and if you read the story and you get more into it, you can understand that he knew who the master was when he said, The master says. So he knew about Jesus, probably he was a man that was a follower of Jesus, but he was not in that select group. This was someone that we didn't know his name. And he was not in the forefront. We never, even after reading about what this man did, we don't know who he was. But most likely he was a follower of Jesus, and Jesus said, Follow him. And just go wherever he takes you. There was a level of trust, wasn't there? Just go into the city and see such a man. And where there is such a man or such a woman, I want you to just follow them wherever they go. And when they get there, I want you to tell them, The master has a need. And such a man they found. And such a man opened up his house. Such a man stopped what he was doing and was there prepared and ready for the coming of the Master. Jesus knew there was such a man. And I wonder this afternoon when the Lord looks down on us today, is He finding such a man here? Is He finding such a woman? A man that you could follow to a place of rest. A man who is willing to be inconvenienced. A man who is willing to change his plan. A man who is willing to stop the things that he was doing. See, I want us to understand that such a man, this man is not sung about by the poets. This man was not canonized by the Catholic churches, Peter and Paul and John. And that's why they Saint Peter, Saint Mark, Saint. See, that's what the Catholic Church. This man is an unsung hero. This man was the one that we don't read about. His deeds go relatively unnoticed. And if you don't mind my asking, I would like to see a show of hands. Who here has ever really considered such a man? Is there anybody here that has considered this man? No one's raising their hand. You see, this man was unsung. We don't have any songs that we sing about him. We don't hear exhortations. You are today. But we have no, I've never heard this man talked about in my life. But I was just reading and I thought there was such a man. And the Lord began talking to me. Do you know that God would be there to be such a man today among us? That there would be such a woman. This is the one. This is the man. This is the woman that gives a cup of cold water that nobody ever knows about it. This is the man or the woman that puts their last dollar in the offering and nobody else knows that they're sacrificing something to put it in. This is such a man that takes the trash out when it needs to be empty. This is the man or the woman that is there to call up someone that's discouraged or call up those that are laboring for the Lord and say, I'm praying for you. I want you to be encouraged. This is that man. This is the man that when you need some jobs done and need something done, this was the man that did it. And he didn't get a plaque put on the backboard with his name. His name was never published. It was never advertised. Oh, the lineage of... I remember, was it 2 years ago that we went around, some had Bible studies about some of the key figures and characters in the New Testament. This man didn't get chosen. Nobody said, I want to try to investigate who that man was. Because this man was the nobody. This man was the pillar in the church. You get that today? This man was what it means to be a pillar in the church. This is the nobody that is the backbone of the work of God. The one that's quietly doing God's work. The one that is there dependable and faithful and diligent regardless of what comes. The one that the Lord can say, just, I want you to go, and there is such a man. And what was this man doing? He was carrying water. He was living life. He was going about, he was working his job. Maybe it was what she was cleaning her house, or taking care of the children. But the Lord knows where there is such a man and such a woman. And when there's a need, the Lord does not need to look for high profile. He doesn't need to look for whose lineage is known. He doesn't need to look to say, who is it that is recognized? But he's saying, where is the faith? There's such a man that if you just ask, if he knows the need, he's there to open up his house. What's the need? I'll do it. Quietly, discreetly, without pomp and circumstance. This is personal too. But I remember when Brother Matthew Gillenbeck first went with me to Africa. He was such a man. He said, just let me carry your bags. Just let me go and carry your bags. And I thought, that's backbone. Do you know that's what serving God is about, the Sabbath? And the Lord needs such men and women of God. He needs the unsung hero, someone that God can count on to do his bidding. Someone that won't argue and say, yeah, let me finish my job, and when I get all these things taken care of, then I'll do this for you. But someone who is willing to say, yes, I've been waiting. I've been waiting to work for you. I've been waiting for the little nudge of your spirit. You don't have to hit me over the head with a baseball bat to get to me, Lord. Just quietly let me know the need, and I'll just quietly do it. This is the one who's willing to change their plans, open their heart. This is the someone, and don't misunderstand me when I say this, this is the nobody. You see, we don't know his name. Why didn't Jesus say, now, if you go down the way, you will find a man by the name of Jonathan, whatever. He didn't do that. He just said, such. Because this is what makes God's work prosperous. This is what makes God's work effective. It's done by such men. And this is the one that was obedient where he wasn't recognized. There were no recognition dinners. There were no accolades of men, but it was just simple obedience. Told the disciples the big names. And there's nothing wrong if your name's known. That's all right. But that's not what it's about. It's about being there doing what God wants to do, whether you're recognized or not, being obedient, that the Lord can tell if there's a need. Say, oh, why don't you go down here and there's such a man there. He'll be there to support you. He'll be there to open up his heart. He'll be there to sacrifice. Someone faithful that the Lord can count on to tell somebody else about you. If you see them, there's such a man or such a one there, follow. Would you want someone following you when you didn't know? Where would they end up? Or would you have to change direction? You know, this morning, this afternoon, there are people that are following you. Your children are following you. Your grandchildren are looking on. And maybe they choose a different direction, but they see where you're going. They see your attitudes. And if they see us do things, do we really want them to follow us? And the Lord's saying, oh, I would that there be such a man today. I would that there be such a woman that someone can follow. And when you get to the destination, you don't have to be ashamed of where you've been going. Don't have to be ashamed of how you're living at home. You don't have to be ashamed of what you're doing because there's nothing to be ashamed of. It may be misunderstood. It may be criticized, but I am what I am by the grace of God. That's what the Lord's looking for. Such a man and such a woman, someone that's going to be there when the fire gets hot. Someone to be there when you get in the trial. Such a man that you can have confidence in your prayer. So the question is this afternoon, will there be such a man? Will there be such a woman? So I want to challenge you this afternoon. As you fetch your water this week, that's what this man was doing. He was living life. He wasn't in church. He was there when it was open, though. You know that? This man, I have confidence that such a man was there. And I have a feeling he was the one checking the bathrooms and seeing if they were straightened up and clean. Nobody knew. I think it was that man. What do you think? I think this man was living life, though. He went to work. He was fetching water. But yet, when the Lord had need of him, the Lord knew there was such a man that he could count on. And I want to challenge all of you this week. Let's be such a man. Let's be such a woman as we live life, as we have work to do, as you children go to school this week. You be such a man, such a woman, such a girl, such a boy, and be ready and listen for the call, living faithfully and holy, without shame, without anything to be ashamed about. Live holy, that when the Lord has need of such a man or such a woman, he can look down and say, that's one of my servants. And when he taps on your shoulder, you'll be there to say, Lord, here am I. And I'm ready and I'm prepared. I don't have to go do business with God before I can do his work. But I'm living ready. I'm living with my life clear that when the Lord has need of such a man or such a woman, we're going to be there to